From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline will become fully operational, like an 1,100-mile downward trend line. The underground oil pipeline extends from North Dakota upper left to Illinois lower right. Its construction drew months of protests by Native Americans and environmental activists last year. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
To give clean energy sources like wind and solar a chance, environmental groups want to halt the construction of infrastructure projects like pipelines, which deliver fossil fuels to market.
People are coming out against dirty fossil fuel infrastructure projects that would lock us into carbon-producing fossil fuels, potentially for decades.
Kathy Collentine is with the Sierra Club, which was involved in the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. That effort failed, and now the pipeline could be in use for 40-some years, according to energy expert Michael Weber at the University of Texas at Austin. But Weber says the protests did delay the completion of the pipeline by several months, which could give other pipeline companies pause with their plans.
And if you drive up the cost overall because of more time required for legal maneuvers or permitting or public relations campaigns to overcome the resistance, then that will make the pipelines less competitive compared to some other options.
Still, he thinks the bigger force undermining pipeline construction in some parts of the country is probably oil and gas prices themselves, which for now are down. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.